Sometimes a sound will bring it back, as random as loose siding beating against a wall, recalling a shredded city, or as overt as the diesel rumble of an army Humvee on city streets. Even if you're ready to close the door on Katrina and the levee failures, and plenty of us are, the persistence of sense memories may have other plans. It's that vivid, involuntary recall of what we took in, and no matter where we managed to store it, this stuff can come creeping back, even a decade later. Memories that come through food are hardwired too, though these may induce less foreboding, and they may even resonate as reminders of the milestones we marked along the twisting road back. For me, it can be as everyday as the smell of charbroiled hamburgers outside Port of Call on Esplanade Avenue. Always enticing, it was never so good as during that surreal early fall of 2005, when seeing something intact in New Orleans and tasting it again was cause for celebration, even a burger. Just let me catch a whiff of the onion rings frying at Laiuz's restaurant, the aroma coming through the open kitchen door to Bienville Street, and there's the stirring feeling of seeing the vintage neon lights shining here again, months later, during that first summer. It can be a stop at a taco truck, where between the chili-stained pork, the lukewarm Mexican Cokes, and the blazing hot green salsa, there's a sense of gratitude from the days when a meal from one of these mobile vendors was as welcome as a five-star dinner. Crunch your way through a box of takeout fried chicken, and it can recall the parade route parties during that first post-Katrina carnival, when no matter what anyone outside New Orleans might say about a devastated city making time for merriment, we knew our traditions had to return. The lemon and spice of a good crawfish boil can send signals of that first spring, when the dead, flood-crusted grass and barren gardens started getting sprigs of green again, and when having friends over might for once mean peeling shells instead of gutting walls. Then there's a certain type of barbecue, that sweet, thick, red, street parade-style New Orleans barbecue, and how it can summon the jubilation of homecoming gatherings on blocks that stood silent for month after month, and the way people might practically pull a curious passerby into their party and up to their barbecue buffet, because, after all, they were back home, and so were you. Lift the lid on the right pot of red beans, and maybe there's the glimmer from that first wave of relief at cooking in your own home once again, or that pride when you knew you'd made a new home here, in spite of it all. The history and culture of New Orleans food has long inspired studies and films and books. For the New Orleanians who went through Katrina, for those who made it to this 10-year mark, a new chapter on that history and culture is written right into our taste buds. Learn more at wwno.org.